How long should I keep the pool cover on?
I'd keep my cover closed most of the time, and I have zero algae growth. My water stays clean, it stays warm. If I've opened the cover and I left the cover open for that entire day, I definitely had heat loss. So my water is not going to be cold if I keep my pool cover closed. I actually transfer the heat onto the water and I retain it far better. So I will definitely not open my pool cover at night. I would try and insulate it as much and as long as possible.
What are the different types of pool covers?
Your most affordable and probably the oldest cover ever produced was a safety net. Okay. Then with safety nets, you can get a normal thermal cover. It's a blanket, bubble type covers that just simply lies on top of the water. Then something similar to a safety net is a PVC cover that hooks on like a safety net, but it's become almost old school, but there is still place for them. If you work with a very odd shape pool, safety net and PVC hook-on covers still have a place in the market. We then, in the last couple of years, we see that the bar covers, pole covers, or PVC safety covers have become very, very popular, prominent. It's an affordable product. It doesn't have a million of hooks and hackies all around the pool. So it's neat, it's tidy. Our only feedback on that is, although it might suit your budget, it is definitely not a one-person operation. It requires two people to remove and to put it back on again. We then also have a top or a vinyl cover that runs in a track system as a manual option, where you simply just take a crank and you wind it up, and you take a harness to pull it close again. That covers all the bases of being a safety cover, retaining heat, eliminating water evaporation. Similar to the vinyl cover that runs in the track system is the manual version. We also do that as an automated cover. Covers all the aspects, all the bases of being safe and all the other aspects, but now it becomes a luxury product where you simply just turn a key and you open or close the cover. What is also important is that this entire system can be integrated with the build of a pool. So concealed, tucked away when the cover is open, there's no evidence of a pool cover there. Very modern and luxury feel is obviously the slatted covers, which is a hard floating cover. It's a rigid, it's not a platform, but it's a rigid floating cover that lives on the water. So the entire system, when installed with a new pool, lives underwater in the pool and simply just comes up and just floats on the water.
Do pool covers get moldy?
Yes, it can. With the slatted covers, where they interlock with one another in that interlocking chamber, potentially there could be some hackies growing in there. You could get a scale buildup. So that's on the slatted covers. On the vinyl covers, there's very little mold that can formulate. I have seen, but it's on an odd occasion, where clients have experienced black algae, but it's more of a water quality and an algae problem than something that was caused by the actual product. There is a bit of preventative maintenance, or a client can maybe spray off that hard scale that builds up. You do get it with your salt chlorinating pools as well, and the salt dries off and crystallizes on top of the product, and you need to get rid of that with some elbow grease or a pressure cleaner sometimes.